Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. With the advent of the recent banking crisis involving a handful of banks, both foreign and domestic, the stresses on financial markets are ongoing. Regardless of the seriousness of such an event, the market on Thursday last week showed some positive signs, yet, in my opinion, irrational performance. Dan Nathan of CNBC seemed to agree with me when he commented the rally seen on Friday and Thursday in light of the banking problems just didn't feel right. Although market participants might think the current banking crisis is contained, the credit markets where bank debt is traded is far from calm. Things such as spiking interest rates in those markets and increased credit default swaps, which are hedging strategies by financial institutions, are telling analysts the crisis is not a minor event. The Fed is hard at work establishing more special programs to try and stem off a repeat of the 08 banking implosion. Three new facilities have been established by the Feds to fend off the threat of a lack of banking confidence. The Bank Term Lending Facility is a brand new facility and reminiscent of an 08 program to shuttle more Fed funds to banks needing cash. They also established the FedNow Service Facility, a second program to allow 24-hour access to your funds in an attempt to prevent overnight lockouts to depositors. And a third crutch, specifically addressing the Silicon Valley bank closure, is the new National Bank of Santa Clara. This program oddly addresses only Silicon Valley Bank customers, and many are crying foul as this bailout is limited to this one bank, while leaving other potential bank closures without implied protection. Not willing to go all in at the moment and guarantee all depositors everywhere, the Fed seems to be using problem-specific band-aids while it decides just how far out on the limb they want to go in guaranteeing all banks. That the Fed is limiting its programs while it makes up its mind on what to do seems grossly unfair to me, who predicted that the Fed would guarantee all deposits everywhere a few weeks back. That hasn't happened, at least not yet. The question now becomes what banking authorities will do next if another bank goes under. Would they continue to establish more national banks for each bank failure that occurs? Flying by the seat of their pants is the phrase that comes to my mind. Famous investor Warren Buffett said in 2017, "What you find is there's never just one cockroach in the kitchen when you start looking around," said the chairman and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway when asked what he thought about banking crisis. For now, the market seems to believe the banking issue is no big deal, while the bond market is signaling otherwise. Since the banks trade with each other, it's hard to imagine that dominoes won't continue to fall on another financial institution somewhere. Additionally, what brought Silicon Valley Bank customers to fast-track the massive withdrawals that brought down that bank is likely not limited to the Silicon Valley area. Another U.S. bank based in New York called Signature Bank is hemorrhaging red and needing assistance, and the California-based bank First Republic also needed a lifeline. No doubt there are other U.S. banks starting to wobble that have yet to make the evening news. The European banking system also has its problems, as Credit Suisse, a big bank over there, needed central bank monies last week, and contagion over there is also a valid concern. U.S. authorities are voicing concerns over recent events, with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying to the Senate committee the banking crisis could turn this into a source of significant downside economic risk. Banking conglomerate Goldman Sachs stated last week that growing stress in the banking sector has boosted the odds of a U.S. recession within the next 12 months from 25% to 35%. That the stock market rallied last week late as more lifelines were tossed to a handful of banks both here and abroad seems a bit absurd, but no one ever said the market is always logical. Only time will tell if more banks hit the pavement in the days and weeks to come, but as Warren Buffett indicated, there is never just one cockroach. Watching the market so you don't have to, newscast expresses my opinion only, not meant as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any security, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.